Officer Amy Detweiler and now fired Officer Adam Coy responded to a non-emergency complaint about someone sitting in a parked car that was being turned on and off. Neither officer had their body cameras turned on as they approached the driveway in the garage, but a 60-second video-only look-back feature shows Hill turned to face the police, raising his cell phone in his left hand. His right hand is not visible in the video. Coy pulled his service revolver and shot Hill several times. After the officers turned on their cameras, the audio captures them securing the scene and ordering the home's resident back into the house.
Give me support.
Okay. 9030, we need officer support.
I copy. I have 94, you copy.
He was bringing me Christmas money. He didn't do anything.
Stay inside.
If they told me to come inside, unlock the door.
The video continues as Coy and Detweiler get crime scene tape from a cruiser, tape off the area, talk on the radio to each other, but do not offer any aid to Hill as he lays on the ground. It's 5 minutes after the shooting before Detweiler mentions medics.
That's 94, I'm still en route between a squad or anything at the scene.
9030, we do not have one, we do need one.
Police Chief Thomas Quinlan said he was horrified by the lack of compassion shown in the videos.
Adam Coy is the man who fired the shots that took Andre Hill's life. He now faces an independent criminal investigation by the state and by the U.S. Department of Justice. There were many other officers who responded to the scene. None of them used deadly force, but as seen in these videos, few of them rendered first aid to Mr. Hill as they waited for a medic. We are investigating who upheld the policies and standards of the Columbus Division of Police and who did not.
One of the Hills' family attorneys, Ben Crump, says he's glad the video was released because it shows the callous disregard for Hill's life.
He was struggling for life for 5 minutes and 11 seconds. He's on the ground struggling for breath. And none of the police officers rendered medical assistance to him. Not one of them.
While Police Chief Quinlan and Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther have promised swift action, and the police department has already begun tightening regulations on body cameras and rendering aid, Attorney Michael Wright says department inactions led to Hill's death.
Adam Coy was hired in 2001. He's had over 90 complaints. If the Columbus Police Department would have done their job and terminated Officer Coy, Adam Coy, before this occurred, then we wouldn't be standing here today.